ever sharpen it yourself? I mean, not sharpen isn't the right word, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Sure.
It is. It makes a sharper edge, yeah. Smoother, I mean, a more even edge when you do that?
Yes. I put that in.
Does it ever get worn so much that it's smooth on the edge?
No.
It doesn't?
No. It doesn't sharpen very often, just when, because when it touch to something, it always make a little
scratch.
She could, you could notice it when you're using it or when you scrape the skin, it always has mark, cut.
Could you guess how many skins you'd use before you had to work on the blade again? Or is that very different? Is that different times?
Very different than the steel. It couldn't make dull very often. I don't know.
How many times have you sharpened Ethan? Enough that you remember? Have you sharpened many times?
I never sharpened it myself.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Even though you use it quite a bit. You use it sometimes.
I use it all right.
Yeah. So it lasts a long time.
It lasts a long time.
Did your mother sharpen it, do you remember?
Yes, she used to sharpen herself with that tool.
And the socket, the piece that it fits into, is made so you can take these blades in and out, put them in and out.
Yes.
Could you pull it out right now without hurting anything?
No. Cool.
And you can put it back in.
Put it back in. I don't know what she got in there. Maybe a piece of skin or something stuck in there.
Mm-hmm.
I never took it up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a piece of or something.
Mm-hmm.
Look like.
It looks like a piece of skin or hair. It might be pieces of hair too that are stuck in there.
Yeah. You sure know how to make that.
Was there anything else that you wanted to say about that? About
Flint?
Yeah, about Flint.
They use it for matches too.
For matches?
For matches to start fire. The Flint.
Mm-hmm. How do they do it?
Just like rather stairs. You strike it together.
Mm-hmm. Is that steel? Or against another stone,
another flint. And you strike it hard. It always makes sparks.
Mm-hmm.
They use that's their start too.
What did they use for the thing that burns?
Garden from the grass. In summertime, they used to pick lots and put them away on that hard in the luwak. Hard in the luwak, put it away so it won't wet. And then wrap it with some kind of a pieces of a skin. Tight. And the man has to have it all the time. Make a pocket on his pocket just with a thin skin.
For his flint and for that willow?
Cotton.
Cotton.
Yeah.
Keep it dry.
Keep it dry.
Did he also carry flint stones with him?
Yes. Just smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Small stones.
How were they carried in that?
They make a pocket.
Little pocket.
Little pocket on the inside pocket.
Oh.
Like on the outside.
On the top.
Inside,
the part of the top.
Yeah. Then my daddy, the poppy, it's like a church, church poppy or something like that, and tight.
October 26, 1968. Della, we were discussing using the Umiyun or lamps and Eskimo medicine. Can you tell me, we discussed bruises or any other conditions. Tell me how it was done exactly with a small knife.
When he pumped through something or a tree or by the door in the house, when it gets bruised and swollen, then they use that leg to open it. And they used to know the when the blood was on it, because it kind of when the blood in it sometimes it turns into really heavy. But that's why they always try to open it when it's real swollen. But not on the first swollen case. They have to wait till it gets, you know.
Would you know how long that would usually be, or just by the looks of it?
By the looks of it.
What did it look like when they finally decide to use this little knife?
They watch it when it's still swollen. They need to do that.
Oh.
They need to open it. But when it kind of stop and turn down.
What color would it be?
Real red and dark blue.
Oh, mixed colors.
Yeah. And when they opened it, the blood wasn't good. It looked funny.
Oh.
Sometimes with
what color
watery.
Watery,
really white, and sometimes yellow and dark, sometimes. When they heard it hard, maybe, that they used to.
Can you tell me how they poke this little knife into the skin, you know, their muscles?
Uh-huh.
Did they have to be careful in using it? How did they do it in holding the skin or in using it anyway, so it's not to be damaged anything?
Uh-huh. That's what their mama used to get up. They hold the fresh like this, hold it, and then right under the...
Well, they pull up a little fold or a little
fold it,
folded piece of skin, right?
Mm-hmm. And then poke it, but he always tells the muscles.
How do the muscles run in the leg, usually? You're showing me on the leg now.
Will go down,
right?
Down, yeah. Downward. He don't have to use
crossways, yeah.
He has to use it that way because it never heal up right away, and it takes a long time to heal up.
So she turns the blade so that
just try to hold the muscles.
The way we run.
Yeah. From being cut it off crossways.
Was this the main use? Can you think of any other use for using this little Umiyun besides bruises? We did discuss that a little bit.
Yeah. They didn't leave it alone. They know it when it got bust. Open it right on the middle for itself.
Yeah.
Itself kind of tough. And when you open it, have to open it a little further down.
Mm.
Mm. It wasn't, you know, the must have been Brett River tried to pull the fish from out of a river.
Yeah.
And when it's open, it sometimes it's brown, but the
pressure in.
Yeah. Many times I do that too from people.
This is on birth, on small infection.
Yeah, infection.
How do you do it? Do you treat the blade anyway, or?
With that, yes.
Pardon?
With that, with the...
With the union,
yeah. I told a doctor about it one time, because I always come and get me to open something to come and see at home. So, I asked the doctor about it. I told him that I always open a fresh with that thing. When I know it's real infected. And it gets start. You could notice it too when it starts busting it.
Yes.
And he said that he told me to get equipment from a hospital right here in the country. I told him that school, government school, got equipment up there for anyone to use. George, I never used it right on top when it needs to open. Right on the top to open, you know. And when they have a large land,
you mean the finger, you're pointing at the nail now?
Well, something that grows over
the
thing.
A splinter?
Splinter.
A wood splinter.
Yeah.
Piece of chip of wood, long piece of wood.
That's the only way I could use that. I like to kind of fix for a little deep.
Yeah.
And he told me to go ahead and do it when it's danger. He told me that it's danger when you keep it on from being stuck in the body.
When there's infection.
But to open it, he told me that so I only.
See, I'd ask you about the oldies, if there are any rules on it, whether men or women could use this or could be glass. What was your answer?
Well, in old days, a man could use it, and the woman, either one.
It doesn't
offend.
Right.
Some people hardly see a blood on the, you know, they always start faint.
Yeah. Some people are uneasy. October 26, 1968. Bella, we had been discussing before from your own family experience about a newborn, premature child, and this was so interesting and important. I thought you'd like to go over this and tell me what you learned and the background on the case about the premature child.
My boy, he was around 5 months, 13 days. I had it.
He was only carrying you for that long?
Yeah.
5 months and 13
five
days?
5 months, 13 days.
Very premature.
Yeah. And I had the first flu we had. And I'm the last one in our family. and I had it wrong. And when I kind of dizzy and, you know, some headache and all, I thought that was from my constipation. So I had to have some salt. So I would have to clear that quicker. I didn't know that. And it's,
the last of you would cause trouble, you know, that.
So, if I have set pay for it.
These are birth pains?
Yeah. So, after I have my false movement down, after that, I just start having a pain for boys. That's all I learned too.
You mean what, this was in the 1920s? Or was it late 1920s?
No, I guess it's 1931.
31, oh.
Yeah.
No. You mean of 1931?
Yeah. I had a real lot of headache, and so, and I can't hold it. I hope my sister-in-law decide a decent reduction of contact below Northwest Village. So I walk out and see how can I miss the mic, go out for it. If I were alone in some place, I would leave it alone. Boy, I'm so kind now, you know.
Beautiful.
Boy. So she was down and she was put down there. But they could cry. So much more. And I cooked her two of the that can make a little bath. And then put something under the riding his box and then hot water bag, and a real hot one.
It's a rubber bag.
Yeah, a rubber bag. And then wrapped him with down. That's down.
Just loose?
Quilt, yeah.
Oh, a quilt.
Yeah.
You know, a cloth over, yeah. Over the down.
Over the down, but just that stuff. How it can use clothes. Every time when I put this clothes up, all these times it's cold. But you have to watch him. Boy, you have to look at him all the time. When you never turn some way, every time it gets cold, it's up. But you have to be careful and
this is still in the camp, in the tent?
In the tent.
You're still living in a tent, yeah.
And I,
first two days.
Yeah. And I cover it with a diaper and have a hole on the top. Make a hole, two holes for the string on the...
Tie it like a little tent above the box.
And leave it open. He doesn't eat, he doesn't suck my nipple. And I have to use
I tried
many times that he doesn't put it in.
There was no response.
No. So I have to use with a eardropper. But eardropper and a spoon, you have to put it in the hot water. Like real hot too. And then squeeze my breast and squeeze it on the teaspoon and then set it with the air cover and air cover for baby. He made a little few swallowing or something like this.
He could swallow them.
He could swallow a little bit or and it was boiling water, mostly boiling water. And he doesn't cry, just like a bird singing. You could even see his abdomen, his intestines
through the body wall.
But yeah, and his hips open all right, everything open, but so thin.
Mm.
His nails just like down, plastic, thin plastic.
When you first had to do this, what did you have to go by besides your own experience and anything you'd read, or what came into your head when you had to figure out what to do?
Well, from my book, well, in school we used to have a lesson about those maybe I got it or cast away I have to treat.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do it. The only way to do it, because if I never realize to do that, if I keep him in open bed without any put the hot water bag on the bed, he would close him right there.
You have never seen a baby that small before?
No, this is the first time.
Had you ever taken care of a premature baby up to that
time? No.
You
have? No.
So you were just going on your own?
Yeah, my own.
Going on your own.
Mm-hmm. And when we get to go down to Charlotte, and we stop to the mouth of an opet, cut from the ice, we can go through to Kotzebue. While we were there, was after 1 week, his boy. After 1 week, he died. We thought from a gas or something like that, but he died. And when we kept making some kind, funny movement.
Tremoring or
something
where the muscles are shaking.
He didn't have convulsion, but but that shaking and
not normal movement.
Mm-hmm. I tried to let him drink water, all right, but never seen him.
Mm-hmm.
So after that he died. So we had to work on him for a day and a half. He just made the hard on his hand.
The clenches.
Yeah, his hand, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From that being, we moved his little body,
You told me before that something about it. You said that you pumped, or somebody decided to.
Yeah.
How did you do it?
Hold it on the legs and down the head,
Mm-hmm.
Upwards, downwards, and sideways, and always.
What was the purpose? What were you trying to do?
Try to help him to breathe.
Oh, so artificial respiration?
Yeah.
What's your idea?
Sometimes moving his little abdomen so and caught his breath. And when we're doing like that, we want to find out whether he breathes or not, and we put a mirror on the nose and on the mouth. No sign. While we were moving it, no sign.
How long did you keep up with this hard work of pumping him in?
Keep on going for a day and a half. Boy, we still work hard on him that time.
Who was doing it?
Me and my mother and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I work on him alone, but mama and sister work on when I get really tired, I take my bed and my sister-in-law. I keep the fire on right by the stove.
This is a tent,
No, right on my
the mouth of the river, yeah. Was this one of these sheet metal stoves?
Yes,
burning wood. Camp stove. Burning wood, yeah.
And then on the next day, right around 1 p.m., he starts crying. I make a little cry, make a little noise, and keep on going. And then he gets put down.
From then on, how did you have to handle him or take care of him? Were you still keeping him in this little box?
Keep him in a little box.
With a hot water bottle?
Hot water.
How long did that go on, that sort of treatment?
Well, general from June to November.
June to November. A few months, yeah. July. What part of July, August, September, October, November, going on between 4 and 5 months.
Yes. And have to watch him, you know, on night six.
And so even then you had to have a night shift.
For that long, from June.
How long were you living in a tent at that time?
Till October.
All that time with this, with the hot water bottle and all this.
Even I'm in the house, some things get cold in the evening.
You moved in the house in October?
Yeah.
Up at North High?
Yeah. Even in the house, you set the hot water bed. And
did he develop in the meantime, improve during that time?
When we go to Costabu, when I get tired of him, that I have to use the strength all the time, every day. I have to use the strength to make him move.
So yet his bones were normal?
Yeah, it was normal already, but he's so slow. Translated himself.
Yeah.
And he told to heal me to of weighed is less than 14 ounces. I know that.
Did you, you didn't measure it either?
No.
Put your transition coverage.
Because he could use when he was, when we go to North Texas, when we moved to our house, I let him use with 8-inch dog breast.
8-inch dog?
8-inch dog breast is too big. You not to sleep at all.
Yeah.
And the neck was so big. And when he get a little bigger, I try 12-inch dog. It was just like a year old dog, close to him. Just like, both the doctor's face was private.
How did you do beyond November? How was he developing your... how was he doing past November?
I slept with it. I moved to me when I was holding it myself. My arm with me. He could suck from my leg. And doesn't eat anything except the plain broth. It's fish oil, you know, meat.
And
broth,
the skin broth.
We never use baby food. I never used not even one baby food that time. Just chicken broth.
How about you? When did you first walk or crawl out? Was this the
and Mama told me to boil really well done rice and noodles, just the top.
Oh, just the steamy part.
Yeah, just save it.
It's like broth.
Yes, it's like broth. Move it to a little fish. Then chicken. Not to hit them, not to have the breast, to use breast all the time. He told me to try to let them eat.
What age was this, do you think? How old, what month was that again?
Maybe in... I don't remember.
But past November?
No, past November, maybe in the same time, I guess.
The next spring.
Mm-hmm.
You've been about a year old then.
Oh, well, on February, they got a whooping cough. Oh, shoot, I thought he wouldn't make it. He wouldn't go through.
He got that. He catched that.
He catched it too. Oh. The other baby got the whooping cough that time, on February. I thought he wouldn't make it this time, but I tried with a really fresh seal blubber, boil it, cook it, and then let him eat that every day, a teaspoon every day. And make just like an ammonia jacket to him.
What is it for?
With down.
Down.
Oh. Chili.
Would it just cover his chest?
Just cover his chest, no sleeve and tie.
Like a vest.
Just like a vest.
How long didn't get over the cooking call? Quite a while?
Quite a while, boys. Maybe, 2 months, I guess. He get over it already, but I kept him at home. I never take him out. I never even take to anybody. Never go to the next door, just kept him home.
So this meant a lot of help from your family besides yourself,
yes.
In order to get wood and keep the house warm and water and all this. I asked you about the end of the 1 week where the baby died or almost died. Could you tell me your mother, you said, helped him?
You did that, right? He, because the doctor told me that, that this is the first time he's seen a premature alive.
Mm-hmm.
Taking care of an Eskimo without any, you know, instructions.
Yeah.
And, he was so surprised, and he told me that a premature could live inside 1 week and gone.
Gone.
Yeah. But my baby is, when I basically was so surprised at it.
I think you said that when you were about ready to give up, your mother wouldn't give up either.
I give up all right. I put it on the floor and just made me.
Yeah.
It's really.
Yeah.
And told the people that was out there and listening to make a box, maybe it's gone now.
Yeah.
I couldn't make it till Mama held me from sleeping and walk again and hold it.
Oh, sure. She didn't give up things for you.
If she didn't give up, I wouldn't have them right now.
And he's the one who supports you, helps support you.
Yeah.
Could you make some treatment of frostbite, Della?
Long time, old timers used to, when they noticed, when a person gets, frostbite, on their way, outdoors, while they were hunting, they let somebody suck it right away.
No.
Drag it out. Suck it. Try to let the blood go, through. And when in the home, they use, cold water. Or
Mm-hmm.
body for 2 days, I guess.
It's hard to deal with. Take a lot of
fire.
Take a lot of filing.
Mm-hmm. And then, what do you do? Gonna use it for himself. He tried it himself, but he couldn't do it, so he called another man. And Mama and I have, and my brother, I guess, has told it.
Were you quite young then, or is it?
Yeah.
Was it before you were out of school?
Yes. He lay on the floor.
He did.
And he had to hold his
arm. He lay flat on the floor.
Lying flat on the floor. And then that man, before he was in his dad, he told him to put him in the hot water.
The tool.
The tool, the pliers.
Mm-hmm.
And not real hard, but it's kind of warm, you didn't know when you put it.
Oh, I see. So you wouldn't feel the tool so much?
So he wouldn't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So he did, because one of the instances
was from the back tooth.
Uh-huh.
What was your word for that kind of tooth?
Kind of cock. He did this. Oh. He pulled it, but he tried to pull it for like him. Just he tried him to make it go around a little bit first.
He twisted it?
Twist a little bit over. And the other side, like this, rolled back and forth.
Did your father have any kind of painkiller?
No.
Nothing.
He do that first, and then when he tell him to pull it, and then he pull it.
So did you remember what they did afterwards? Did they treat it? Tooth anyway, the softest of the tooth? After the tooth was pulled off?
He used warm water to wash it out.
Wash it out.
Just wash it out, that's all. Just warm water.
Was this an infected tooth or a rotten tooth? You remember this was?
It wasn't so rotten.
It was, you saw the tooth, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
Perhaps it was an infected tooth?
So part of it was kind of dark. Yeah.
Dark on the roof?
Mm-hmm. Not on the roof.
No, on the top. On the top.
So he say one of the, that goes the roof, is longer than the other one.
Oh, I see.
Maybe when it just grown in there and maybe just make him to
save someone. Did he have any trouble or infection after the tooth was infected?
No.
You didn't?
No. I don't remember from that time. Pulling his tooth.
Did anyone ever say, some of these are hard questions, did anyone ever say if Eskimos had rotten teeth before, oh, back in old days?
Tell us that lots of candies and you drink them, sweet stuff all the time. You have lots of kids.
So they thought that that was a cause.
Yes.
Bill, you commented on that you've been making mukluks for sale, and would you